Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam. That was gorgeous. Thanks for that little rendition. Oh, hang on. You there? Can you hear us?
I'm in and out now.
Oh no. Hello? We can hear you all good. Oh no, okay, we might have to...
Yeah, sorry, I'm in and out.
That's all right. No. We'll play another track.
I'll come back.
Oh, you back? No, you back? No? Okay, we'll play another track and then we will get some TV chat going here. Such is the way of the world in COVID times. I wish you guys at home could have heard Sam singing along to Torn then. It was really quite beautiful. Let's try this again. Hello, Sam. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear us all good this time?
I can actually hear you all good this time.
Excellent. For anyone who's just tuned in, we're talking TV with the wonderful Sam Sinnott. We got a beautiful in-studio preview of Sam singing along to that Torn cover before, which was honestly gorgeous, Sam. Thanks for that one.
For the BFM listeners, there is a point in time where I can hear the radio, but I don't know if they're listening to me or not, so I kind of can just say whatever I want with no repercussions, but it might be blasted through the whole studio.
Yes.
And I sang along to at least the first chorus and first verse.
It was very nice. I appreciated it. There was a lot of passion in your voice, and you know,
I love Torn. I can't help it.
Hey, what are we talking about in the world of TV today?
So, Yellow Jackets. I am absolutely floored by this show, and I've only watched one episode.
What wow. is this? I'm so off the radar with this TV show. I've seen people tweeting about it, and that's about it. What is Yellow Jackets all about?
So, I reviewed a show maybe a year ago called Into the Wild, I think, which was filmed in New Zealand, about a group of girls that get stranded on an island. So it's like Lost meets like a YA teen drama.
Yes, I remember.
And this is the same exact concept, but a women's football team. A teenage girl's football team. I wouldn't want to say women, because they... But then it also does flashbacks and flash forwards to them as adults.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And it stars... I'm going to butcher her name, so I'm not going to say it, but if you know Rose from Two and a Half Men, the kind of crazy girlfriend... It stars her as kind of the main character and the main narrator, and it's just brilliant. Like,
so is it like sci-fi-esque? So they're trapped. Not, has it got the Lost thing? What's the world we're working with here?
I would say like survival.
Okay.
Drama.
Yes. Yep. I'm following. So not so much sci-fi. Okay.
But like, basically, this team of soccer teens go down in a plane crash and survive in the wilderness for, I think, 18 months.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
And you see some of them as adults, and you also get to retell the version of them as kids in the wilderness. And it's quite brutal.
Ooh.
Like, you have no idea who has passed away and who has managed to make it out alive, but there is definitely, like, elements of these girls going... What book am I thinking of?
Lord of the Flies?
Lord of the Flies. Yeah,
the absolutely classic. Yeah,
love that book.
Yeah, so it's entirely that. And I would never tell anyone to commit to a TV show off the first episode, but this I will tell you to commit to.
Okay. Okay.
Was enraptured the whole first episode, and I don't know what happens next, and I can't guarantee this season goes good for the rest of the time, but I was just in awe. Like, I've never been this keen on a TV show from the first episode in a long, long time.
That is so exciting. So what is it that makes it so good, do you reckon, Sam?
I think it's the fact that you get to see these women as adults with kids, looking back on their time in this very teenage-like space. Because I think there's a really interesting part of, like, human life where the actions you take as a, like, young teenager, like, I'm not saying, like, 19 or anything, like, 14, 15, 16, shouldn't have repercussions on your adult life, and these people are dealing with that. Like, it tells a really, really unique story on, like, coming of age in a time where you aren't being looked after and you have no other vices and you have no other help.
Wow.
And it's really quite beautiful, like, the way it tells the story. I'm not going to give any spoilers because it's... I think even the first episode, I wouldn't want to...
Spoil too much.
...anyone's journey with it. But I was just really, really impressed.
I'm intrigued by this now. So I'm assuming that Yellow Jackets is something to do with their football squad or their, like, football team.
Yeah, they were Yellow Jackets.
Okay, there we go. And... when you have a big ensemble cast like this, sometimes that is the strength of the show, sometimes that's the weakness. How do you feel the ensemble cast works?
Well, actually, it's quite different from Into the Wild, which is also a great show, by the way. If you've got Amazon Prime Video, also watch Into the Wild, because it's also really good. And it's filmed in New Zealand, which is beautiful.
Sick.
But this show isn't an ensemble cast. It's told basically through the perspective of, like, one or two adult women looking back on their time. I'm trying to be as vague as possible because I don't want to give any spoilers.
Oh, okay.
I know this sounds like I'm not giving anything, and I
no,
agree.
I'm deeply intrigued by this because knowing you, Sam, you're very honest about TV shows, especially if the first episode doesn't fly. You usually tell us, don't worry about it, just, like, maybe give up. But this one sounds like it's really got under your skin.
I have, like I said, I've not had a first episode rock me as much as any other show in about the whole time of Viewmaster, which is, like, 3.5 years.
Oh my
so
god.
Wow.
This is I don't want to hype this show up to be like it's gonna be the best show of the year, but I think I'm going to finish the first season and sob uncontrollably and need more straight away.
Excellent. So who has made this TV show?
It's an HBO Max TV show. So it's currently airing on Neon, and it's a new episode every single week, which is just so upsetting to me.
You have to wait, like, old school. You can't binge watch it.
No, I know, and I'm stressed about it. Like, I'm literally on tenterhooks waiting for the next episode to come out. I think it's next Wednesday, and it's in my calendar.
Excellent. I feel like this is the like stressful version of Ted Lasso, where it's like comes out weekly.
I know.
Something to look forward to, whereas this one's like, we need to see it right now.
Remember the Ted Lasso phase of lockdown?
There was a cliffhanger.
We've moved on to
the Yellow Jackets phase.
Oh, and someone's texted in saying it's got Melanie Lynskey in it. Absolutely legendary New Zealand actress.
That's the name I was trying to say. That's the name I forgot. I'm sorry.
Hey, sometimes it's like that. What are we, day 90 something?
Well, listen,
or other?
Usually I have my laptop in front of me when I do these reviews, but because of my Wi-Fi connection, I had to go sit in my hammock. So,
so you're doing the Viewmaster from your hammock right now?
Yes, in the bright, searing sunshine.
Oh, that sounds quite lush,
That's
I have
amazing.
To say.
Amazing.
Yeah, sorry to brag.
Thank you for bringing us Yellow Jackets. It sounds like the Texas are enjoying it as well. We're getting a lot of people with a similar reaction to you, Sam, of like, can't believe you have to wait a whole week just to get one more episode.
And Sam Brooks from The Spin-Off did an amazing article on Melanie Lynskey, if anyone wants to go check it out. And I was like, I saw the trailer for Yellow Jacket, and I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. And
fine.
I watched it, and now I'm like, oh my god, I'm obsessed.
Cool. Okay, well, this has definitely sold it to me. How about you, Zoe?
I'm sold. As soon as I get home, I'm just going to watch it.
Excellent. You can only watch
Please text me. Please text me as you watch it, because I'm so obsessed.
Yes, I will.
Thank you very much, Sam, for bringing us Yellow Jackets. Where can people watch it?
Neon NZ. If Neon is listening, please send me screeners. I am obsessed. I'm going to cry. I don't know what to do.
Sam wants the links. Thank you so much. I hope you have a lovely weekend, and we will talk to you again next week.
No worries. Miss you guys.
Miss you too.
Miss
See
you.
Ya.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.